This is World College Radio Day 2021.
Heard around the world, this is the day we all come together.
You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon. The College Radio Foundation is grateful for the following organizations and our official supporters for this event: Hindenburg Systems, Live 365, Spinatron, and Vero True Social.
This Global Marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hi, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the president of World College Radio Day, and I welcome you to the 11th annual World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Poland, and I am president of College Radio Day in the U.S.
On Friday, October 1st, once again, we come together to celebrate radio productions by students worldwide.
We learn in these 20 months that we are resilient. We remain resilient.
Come what may, student radio will find a way. Because in tough times, we thrive.
Have the best World College Radio Day yet.
Status report. It's back again. The day college radios come together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio Day.
The old world is on the air.
College radio is united.
Ladies and gentlemen,
a connection is coming.
T minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now. Connected to.
Greece.
Η ώρα είναι 7.
ΑΠΕΦΕΜ, ο σταθμός του Πανεπιστημίου Πατρών, στους 103,7.
Good morning, everyone! You are listening to UPFM, University of Patras Radio in Greece, live from 103.7 MHz and upfm.upatras.gr. I am Iliana Loi.
Margarita Toja.
I am Konstantinos Kokinis.
And Panos Bakas.
And Christos Christopoulos.
Since 2003, students and employees of Patras University with diverse interests and musical taste have met at our studio. Each year we have a total of more than 30 active radio shows, including music shows, talk shows, and much more. Our studio has also hosted local and international artists, like musicians, directors, actors, and stand-up comedians, as well as eminent people of our city.
UPFM, University of Patras Radio, is framed by its own cultural team, aims through quality music radio productions, cultural comments, news of the university community and the wider area, but also shows on culture, health, environment, etc. To create a different radio and to promote the overall activity of the university community in the wider region of Western Greece, but also through the respective university radio networks in which it participates in Europe and the world.
UPFM is the company on the bus, on the train, on the road at home. It is your voice. We support all other student groups and cultural groups in communication. And for this year, we are participating at the World College Radio Day. This year's topic is In Tough Times, We Thrive, for which we will talk after the next song. We just listened to Queen's Radio Gaga, a song which is talking about how video competed with radio. So radio had a really tough time. And that's exactly what happened for us, for radio and also for Up FM during quarantine. It was a tough time for everyone, as well for our radio station. So since day one, we tried to find an alternative way in order to broadcast live from our homes and through radio and communicate our feelings on air.
At first, it caught us a bit off guard, but then we found a site we could broadcast online, and we tried to remain as active as possible. And I personally think that Up FM during quarantine was more alive than it was before quarantine. I mean, we had me and Margarita and Mariana, she'll talk later. We had radio shows just when the year changed. We had older producers from abroad. I mean, we had producers from Spain, from Sweden, who, because they had the opportunity, returned to the station and gave some incredible live shows.
Well, for me, the best part of doing something remotely was it gave the chance to veteran Up FM producers, yeah, from Sweden, Efthymis, or I don't know, some other co-producers from Athens to broadcast again.
Yeah,
from
everyone
this
had the chance to get back on the studio, yeah, virtual studio.
It was really important because we all stayed dedicated in hosting our shows every day, and we all tried to equip appropriately and set up our individual studios in our homes.
Yeah, I mean, all of us tried to buy some equipment so we can have a better sound quality. I mean, we had a microphone which we used. yeah, I mean, I used it on Monday, and Margarita used it on Wednesday, and some other girls used it on Thursday. Yeah, it was fun. We had to run, you know, I need the microphone tomorrow. Can you give it to me? Yeah, it was like that. But using this program, I mean, broadcasting online gave us the opportunity at a time when we couldn't cross the borders. In no way, radio gave us that chance. I mean, through radio, we could go from Athens to Patras, to Sweden, to Spain, and it was a fantastic opportunity.
And also for shows where more than one producers wanted to air, we also had the opportunity to continue the shows.
Yeah, it was hard because not being in the same room with your co-producer is not that great.
Yeah, we couldn't communicate, we couldn't find our pace at the beginning, but then I think the result was quite satisfying.
Yeah.
And we did not reduce the quality of our shows at the end of the day.
And I might say that the first show I did with a co-producer for the first time was online. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't see my co-producer, but I think it's one of the best shows I did this year.
This was the challenge, you know, because for the new producers, mostly it was very difficult to get to the process of doing radio. But Leonidas said it very nicely. Our microphone in the studio of Up FM was silent, but on the other half, I mean, 10 or 20 microphones all around the country were producing and were live in the week.
Exactly. We received a great response from the audience since listeners were spending more time indoors. So they had more time to listen to their favorite radio songs or even, you know, discover new radio stations, new radio shows. And what they want was that they were seeking to listen to a friendly voice. So radio shows that broadcasted, especially at night or even midnight, they had high ratings, something that was contradictory in comparison with regular times when that people used to go out at these hours.
Yeah, in quarantine you couldn't do that, so it was the best thing you could do at night.
Exactly. So let's hear one more song from 10 years after, and we will be shortly back.
Thank you.
here in Greece. It's 7 a.m. in the morning. We just had our coffees and we are here to keep you company for the next hour. So before the musical break, we were speaking about that we tried, we found a way actually to broadcast live online, and by listening to the voices of our fellow producers, which we didn't meet due to quarantine, we bonded, even though we never met before.
Yeah, I mean, I had only done one show in the studio, and all the other shows I did this season, almost all the other shows were online. But even though I had seen only a few of my co-producers, I mean, we talked on Facebook, on Instagram, and we really bonded with them. I mean, we met up a few times, and it was, even though it wasn't the real studio experience, it was a real good, really solid studio experience.
I have to say for me that I didn't meet the new producers. I mean, this year's new producer, yeah. I didn't even know their names.
Yeah.
But I was listening to their radio shows, and I felt like I know them for some time.
Yeah, I think it's the second time we meet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here in our studio, in ABFM studio.
Yeah, the first time in studio.
I would like to add something a bit, you know, for Costa, for Maggie, for Tsivakis, for Pavlina, for Kostis.
These are
for
other
those
producers.
Yeah. Other producers who did only one live show from the studio and then had to do it remotely. I'm very proud of them. You know, it's something that's coming from inside me, because the feeling of listening to them and the way they were producing, it was very nice, not because of the difficult times back in the lockdown, because it was 1 month, and then the next month they had this passion. And for me, the third month or fourth of the quarantine, because in Greece we were for 7 months away from this studio, it was very difficult to make a show that could be easily heard.
But I think that...
I'm very proud of you guys.
Thank you. But I think that the new producers who had seen the studio only once or twice or thrice had more passion than anyone else to do shows remotely.
Yeah, of course.
We were really dedicated. I think we did our best. And it was the first time that we had shows on holidays and on times we couldn't do it... New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a very unique experience.
Yeah, I mean, the year changed. 2021 came, and Margarita and Mariana had a show from 12 to 1 a.m., and I had a show from 1 to 2 a.m., and it was great. But I would also like to add that this whole thing, the UPFM thing, gave us a form of routine in quarantine, when the word routine barely existed. I mean, it gave us a reason to wake up in the morning.
And I would like to ask for you guys, I mean, Kostas and Margarita, that they did their shows during the change of year, at New Year's Eve. How was the listeners' response? Did they hear to your shows?
I think more listeners than...
I think...
Go, Maggie.
Many people tuned in. It was really heartwarming.
Yeah, I mean, I felt the same. I mean, there were people about more than usual, people more than usual who liked our songs, because, you know, it was 2 a.m. and it was... it fit with the atmosphere and all that. And yeah, it was something...
But everyone was at home, so...
Yeah,
they wanted to tune in.
Yeah, I had my mom on the other side staring at me, and she was like, okay, you're doing good, or no, you're not doing good now.
Yeah. The feedback from inside our houses. Yeah, there was also something that I have to say, it was a problem for me, because I'm also living with my parents. And so each time I had a radio show, I was like, guys, you have to be silent. We have to be really quiet.
Yeah, there were some, funny stories. You know, you could hear dogs barking, or, The exhaust from cars,
We had the microphones that were not that good for a radio show at first.
And
the
we
first
had shows. The neighbors that were not so quiet.
Exactly. Or you could also hear, you know, somebody's mom or sister saying, oh, the dinner is ready. You can come right now. No, mom. I'm live. I'm on air.
You heard people sneezing on air.
Yeah. That was also scary. Because of COVID, even though we were, you know, away.
I mean, I really enjoy the fact that we're talking about lockdown routine and we're laughing.
Yeah.
Which comes from the radio.
At that point, we were crying.
Yeah.
And but now it's all gone.
Yeah, and most of our radio shows, they were about quarantine. I remember that with my co-producer, Melina, she's not here right now. You'll listen to her, you know, during the next hours. That our three or four first shows of the year, we were speaking only about quarantine.
Yeah.
And news about quarantine and stuff like that. And after some time, we thought that, come on, I mean, everybody's listening to us. I mean, whoever is listening to us, they don't want to hear about what they're going through. They just want to hear something fun. So then we're more creative, and we started to change ourselves.
That's what I was about to say. I mean, you said you did three or four shows talking about this whole COVID thing. It might be a few shows. I mean, my shows were from November till February, the least. Mm-hmm. You know, I talked about some things about COVID, and you know, the cases and the dead people, but. After a point, after some time, we couldn't even talk about it more. I mean, another producer from here, from Up FM, with her co-producer, had a bet, that whoever said, you know, the word COVID, they would have to put some money in a jar.
You know, like the swear jar.
Yeah, and they did. I mean, after some time, we couldn't even talk about COVID.
I remember I did a countdown of the days we were in quarantine, and it was like 84.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
84
and
days.
More than
And then they were adding 14 plus 14 plus 14, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So I think one of our producers also had a countdown with the days before returning to the studio.
Oh.
Like, we're going live in, like, 1 month.
This day for Up FM, for University of Patras, is the first day that students are coming back to the university. It's the first event after the whole situation that we're coming back to the university. And, I mean, in Greece, we didn't have proper live concerts. And going to the next song, I would like to talk about the concert 3 days ago of Fivos de Livorias in Patras and the song that he wrote for Nefeli Fasouli. It's called Otan Tha Pesis, When You Will Fall. And it means like you're up there enjoying your time, feeling great, but remember when you're going down. Yeah. It's an idea that we'd like to offer you some Greek voices. Some Greek words
from our local artists.
Yeah, let's go.
Όταν θα πέσει στον ανθρώπο το γκρεμό, όταν σε σπρώξει λάθος χάδι, όταν συχαίνεσαι να ακούς το σ' αγαπώ και στέλνεις σέλφι σου στον άδει, ποιος θα κατέβει να σου φέρει ένα νερό, ποιος φυσήξει τα μαλλιά σου, ντρέπομαι και θυμώνω που έχω να το πω, μάθαμε εγώ
αξίζεις τα λεφτά σου. Όταν θα σε φωνάξει αυτό που κυβερνά, για να σου δείξει το αγάλμα σου.
Καλημέρα, good morning everyone. We have a small change in our participants for this less than half an hour anymore. So, yes.
I would like to welcome Mariana Papadopoulou on the mic now and Christos Christopoulos.
Hello, good morning.
So
the other participants talked a little bit about their experience with quarantine and how they managed to produce their radio shows during quarantine. It was definitely an experience, to put it mildly. It was so much different than doing a show from the studio, but still it was very rewarding.
And you were one of the people who had a lot of problems, had to face a lot of problems. Yeah.
With the sound that was... the sound that we had a lot of sound problems.
Yeah,
we had a lot of parasites on air and a lot of white noise. But still, what came through, what I did for my show was so rewarding.
The result,
the final result.
Yeah, I think the point is that the audience was also very understanding with us,
yes,
because they didn't mind so much for the quality of the show, but for the for having someone else at the other side of their speaker.
Yeah, they needed someone, though they couldn't talk to him. They needed to hear someone.
Yeah. So to conclude, while the whole world was suffering due to COVID-19, ABFM became our safe space.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we tried our best to transmit an optimistic vibe through our shows in order to help both ourselves and our listeners to cope during these tough times.
Yeah, I mean, you would open the UPFM site or the radio and you would join the chat and say hello, guys, and, you know, share some news and all that.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about that. So if you're listening to us, I mean, online through upfm.upatras.gr, there is a chat where you can say kalimera to us and say
in,
hi.
In your local language, preferably.
Yeah, in your local language, if you want. So, yeah.
Well, Mariana, what are your experiences with doing shows from home?
Fun fact is that I was supposed to stop doing radio shows this year because I was about to move out of Patras, and I didn't want to invest more time to playlists because I had too many academic responsibilities. But since we were staying at home, I of course had a lot of time. But I also quite of needed that.
Yeah.
And when I stopped having the radio shows at the middle of the year, like in February, because I didn't want to carry on anymore, I just suddenly felt an urge during April to just go to the studio, like, I don't know, illegally. I just wanted to go there and be on air.
Yeah. It was a routine that kept us going through the pandemic. I think that... in a time where in an era where like linear time became a strange concept to everyone, it was something that really gave us
optimism and hope.
Yes.
Yeah. So even though our microphones here in the studio were silent, well, all the other microphones in Greece, from Thessaloniki and Ioannina to Samos Island, were broadcasting live shows that kept, in a way, our station alive during quarantine.
Let me also say that not only in Greece, we also had some producers from abroad.
We mentioned that before.
So that was a great chance also for the veteran producers that we said earlier. Yeah.
The UPFM program was really, really full that time.
And yeah, it was crammed up.
And despite the problems, the final result, considering the sound problems and all that, was something that something incredible.
It was also some producers also saw it as a challenge to better evolve what they're doing, and come up with some ideas that maybe wouldn't have happened if not for the quarantine. Like, for example, in the first lockdown last April,
like while we were still in the first month, we had no idea what was going on,
and we organized a little party, one might say, via
online party,
yes. Of course.
Where it was broadcast live via
our site and frequency.
And our frequency. And us, the producers, had a little call, a little meeting where we partied together. Everyone had their drinks.
Drinking at home, but we know with sweaters.
With our pajamas.
Yeah.
And always drink responsibly. Don't forget about that.
Definitely.
Sorry,
Liana, go on.
I would like us to speak about how it was returning to the studio of UPFM. But I think first we can hear our next song.
Yeah. Yes, the next song is going to be More Than a Feeling by Boston. And I would like to say that if I had to describe the UPFM experience with one song, it would definitely be this one.
I close my eyes. dream of a girl I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
You just listened to Boston's More Than a Feeling. And so the greater challenge for us as a radio station, Up FM, was returning to the studio.
Yep.
So, yeah, getting out of quarantine. We're looking forward to come back to the studio, but it was a bit different.
Terrifying.
Yeah. So we have to abide by the COVID guidelines, which we are continue to do so.
Yeah.
So you could see us right now with our masks on. Yeah.
Trying to keep a safe distance from each other.
Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah, so we were full of excitement and energy for the great comeback to carry on what we did before the pandemic, even though I have to say I forgot how to turn on the console, you know. I mean it. Yeah. And
but I think the most weird was for the new producers, because they needed someone to help them with the sound mixer. And this is a procedure we do at the very first of the year. And the producer firstly adapts to learning how to broadcasting and then learning the audio settings. But in fact, while we were having our studio, our home studios, the producer was in full charge, and this gave him all the freedom to express and manage his program. And suddenly, like 8 months later,
you had to adapt to a whole new
tell
to
someone like, hey, say sorry, I had to I want to go on air, please open me the mic. And it was different.
That was me. Because I'm the new producer from us four in UpFM. It was hard, but you know, it was the whole thing. I mean, it was a bit stressing, you know. I mean, what if something goes wrong? But nothing went wrong, and it's all good. So,
however, I think that the difference between home shows and studio shows was huge.
Yeah, the feeling is different.
It was like, I don't know, it was one of the things I was most excited to reopen, to restart, to go back to the way it was, because the feeling I think all of us get from coming here, being in charge, being really in charge of our sound, what we talk about, how we talk about it, how much time. I mean, it's completely, it changes the whole show. It's a different show from the studio and from the, and also I think the enthusiasm was much bigger.
When you're home, you don't have that much inspiration to keep up and doing keep up doing shows remotely. But when you're in the studio, you love doing shows in the studio. Like,
however, there is one advantage that all the new producers had quite an experience, you know, when they returned back to the studio.
Yeah.
They knew how to speak on air. They were perfect making up their playlists and stuff like that. They also, some of them, they tried to do interviews, remotely. Which is really hard. You can't see the other one.
Yeah. But I mean that the excitement was so big that even though we had to prepare for our exams and work hard, we continued to air our shows like through the middle of July, most of us.
Also, another small detail is that when you are at home, you can't hear your own voice through
that was challenging.
Through your headphones.
Through the earphones.
And it's totally different. And also, it's very remarkable, like you said before, that the new producers kept the hype. It was really remarkable to see that all these guys who were brand new and didn't know the team, hadn't really blended in with the team and hadn't got the spirit of this team, mm-hmm. really wanted to make an impact and really wanted to keep going on there.
And considering the situation, they blended in.
Yes, they blended in.
I mean, there were some people, I think there were some new producers that felt maybe a little bit discouraged by having to do their shows from home, but the moment they returned to the studio, I mean, Kostas can say it better than me. The moment I think you returned to studio again, you realized why you started doing it all along.
It was legendary for fans of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I think we have one more thing, which is a major thing to talk about. UPFM faced many problems in quarantine, but also the radio in general, not only in quarantine, but in the last years, faces many problems. So should we talk about it?
Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
I mean, radio was tough before, and quarantine made it even worse for radio producers. We had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
However, first of all, nowadays, there is an enormous variety of platforms and sources from which somebody had the ability to browse, discover new music, like, you know, Spotify, Deezer, YouTube. All these means, they compete with radio.
Yeah, and the thing they have, what the radio doesn't have compared to this is interaction. I mean, you can give a
feedback.
Call. Yeah, or, no, you can call, I mean, the radio stations, but it's not that
common.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, some newer generations might even say that the radio is an archaic medium nowadays, and maybe that the way we interact with radio is in a romantic way more than a practical way nowadays.
Exactly. And not only that, the problem is that through radio you cannot also choose, you know, the
what
music.
What you're going to listen to.
What you're going to listen to. However, this is something that I like.
Yeah.
I want the radio producer to surprise me with his or her choices.
And there is also a quote by Alistair Crook, which was an American journalist and radio producer, who said, "I prefer radio than TV because the images are better, the pictures are better."
Yeah.
And I can totally hear that, you know, I totally get it.
You can imagine what you're listening to.
Yeah. And also another quote is the thing that in radio you can say anything, you can make it up. I mean, it doesn't have to be true. You can make it up. And it's sort of true. I mean, I think I had done one show which I said something about oxygen being flammable. But and about a month later, I was like, no, it's not flammable. Oxygen is not. I was like, oh my God, what am I saying to the people?
However, even though quarantine, you know, like, make it even tough for radio, it also helped it. Because as we said during the previous half an hour, more and more people were seeking a radio voice. They were trying to find new radio shows, and, you know.
I mean, stuck at home, you had to find new mediums and new ways, new pastimes maybe. So I think that's why a lot of people turned to radio, and a lot of people started appreciating it even more than they did pre-pandemic.
Although people didn't go to work, like they worked remotely, and most of all, students didn't go to university, and it was impossible for them to hear us via our frequency.
Yes, but our
and it, that's the thing that even
the
though that they didn't actually discovered us because they were on the bus, they searched for us, and we still received messages like "keep going, guys," and "thank you." Even though, especially from the new students, and that we didn't even present the radio station at the beginning of the year, they knew about us.
And about that, I mean, getting a message, especially when you're in quarantine, but always, I mean, getting a message saying, I mean, I had one of this kind of message. I mean, getting a message saying, you know, great music, you know, it helped me because, you know, I'm stuck in the house and your music, I heard you on the radio and I had a fun for about an hour. You know, it's something, I mean, even one message, you know, can make it up for the whole season. Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't think that I speak only for myself when I say that it's something that I'm very passionate about, radio, and producing my own show and making a playlist and checking to see if the one song flows well with the other and making a whole story with the songs you're playing. And I think that that passion translates to the audience. And I think it's very nice as an audience member to hear something someone else is very passionate about, and it's always and it was also maybe inspiring during quarantine to hear something someone else is very passionate about.
And also, I would like to add that you can see this change in people turning to radio from the fact that there are also really popular people here in Greece. Mm-hmm. That they broadcasted their own radio shows.
Yes, there are some celebrities.
Celebrities. And
would you say that there was, another growth?
Raise?
Raise in online radio shows. I think there was. I had some friends in the first quarantine, in 2020. Yes. That, yeah, you know.
I mean, the mother of invention is necessity. So
good job.
So guys, we're heading close to the end, so it's better to
wrap it up.
What we should definitely talk about is how radio in general will thrive through this tough time of too much information and stuff and adaptability. And like Liana said and Christos, we are passionate about, but it makes sense because we are the radio producers.
Yep.
But, and we correspond to maybe a specific target group. Although, Konstantinos.
Yeah, I mean, the audience of radio might fluctuate from time to time. I mean, there might be a time when the radio has too many listeners or a few listeners, but I think that it will always come to a certain about amount of listeners, and it would always stay the same. I mean, I don't think that radio will ever die.
No.
It will continue. It will continue as long as we, the ones who love it, continue to overcome these seasonal challenges, because they are seasonal, and try to make it thrive through initiatives such as the World College Radio Day.
Yeah.
So, at this point, I think...
It's also very important to... Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. To adapt, podcasts are trending right now.
Mm-hmm. Which SAPFM does, and live performances and, mixing vinyl sets, which are not that common on radio.
Sessions.
If you follow us on our social media, like our Facebook, SAPFM University of Patras Radio, and our Instagram, SAPFM Patras, you will see that the moment the quarantine here in Greece ended, we already had planned a live event.
During our exams. Which didn't go very well, to be honest.
But the event went very well. Our exams are a different story. We will continue to do more events, more lives, even more parties, if possible. We also continue with some podcasts or some interviews of local and international bands.
Yeah. And in general, as a team, UPFM, we have a spirit that we definitely respect the history of the radio, and constantly trying to adapt to the emotional and romantic, someone might say, nature of the past, to the enthusiasm of the present, and of course having a vision for the future.
So we had no choice but to celebrate the whole of World College Radio Day.
Yes, and at this point we would like to thank actually the World College Radio Day organization for giving us this chance to participate in today's live global broadcast. It was an honor.
Yeah. And we will celebrate World College Radio Day with a 24-hour radio marathon starting with the global broadcast, and we will go on for the rest of the day with interviews,
live performances
later at night,
interviews from actors, radio producers, athletes, and
Paralympics
mixtapes. Yeah,
because Paralympics is also people that definitely thrive in tough times. So you definitely have to stay tuned in, because Finland is coming up next.
So it was Iliana,
Konstantinos,
Chris,
Mariana, and before Margarita and Panos, who are just taking photos right now.
we will close with a song that's that we hope will not come true in the following years by the President of the United States of America, Vito Gil, the radio star.
Thank you very much, and have a nice World College Day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52, lying awake, intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.